Welcome to Nightlights. This is David Brent Johnson, and for the next hour, we'll be playing music made by a charismatic band leader who forged his unique sound while living in the Midwest's biggest city. It's Second Magic City, Sunrise Chicago, coming up on this edition of Nightlights.
We'll be right back.
and the orchestra doing Sonology from the album Supersonic Jazz. We're playing music from Sun Ra's Chicago years in this edition of Nightlights. Sun Ra, whose real name was Herman Blount, grew up in Birmingham, Alabama in the 1920s and 30s, living within sight of a huge sign welcoming Birmingham visitors to the Magic City. It's a prophetic sign in the Sun Ra legend, for Herman Blount, who was named by his mother after the popular vaudeville magician Black Herman, went on to become a sort of musical wizard, staging shows with dancers, wild lighting, musicians dressed in space costumes, sermons on far-ranging topics, and music that drew on hard bop, big band, and free jazz, with chanting, electronic keyboards, shrieking saxophones, and a wide array of unusual musical effects that resulted in what he called cosmodramas. These cosmodramas can be in some ways traced back to the clubs and big bands of Birmingham that Blount knew as a youth. His image of exotic strangeness sometimes obscures his deep love of jazz and the music that he made, and it was in mid-20th century Chicago that he formed his orchestra and wrote some of his most compelling music, compositions that he referred to as cosmic newspapers, written for the Private Library of God. Herman Blount, also known as Sonny, led a band for years in Birmingham, where as a teenager he'd been friends with Avery Parrish, the future Erskine Hawkins pianist, who'd write the huge hit After Hours. But Blount, who lived a solitary music-devoted life in the Magic City, eventually left in 1946 after a family relative to whom he was close passed away. Like many other Southern African Americans, he headed to Chicago. Chicago at mid-century was a huge, aging industrial city, its spirit in some ways on the verge of decline. But Blount found endless possibility in its extensive cultural life, its museums, its libraries, its relative racial freedom compared to Birmingham, and its thriving black neighborhoods. The Chicago of author Richard Wright, Nation of Islam leader Elijah Muhammad, and saxophonist Gene Ammons. He also found musical work quite quickly as a pianist with R&B singer Wynonie Harris, and then more significantly arranging for swing-era great Fletcher Henderson. We'll hear a 1950s Sun Ra Orchestra recording of Round Midnight that shows his touch for big band songbook arranging, as well as this, his first ever rarely heard recording on piano with Wynonie Harris, Sun Ra and Dig This Boogie on Nightlights. Yeah.
I do pretty well till after sundown. Supper time, I'm feeling sad, but it really gets bad round midnight. Memories always start round midnight, round midnight. Haven't got the heart to stand those memories when my heart is still with you. Some quarrel we had needs mending. Does it mean that our love is ending? Darling, I need you. Lately I find you're out of my. My heart is still with you, and old midnight knows it too.
Sun Ra doing Round Midnight, recorded in the late 1950s in Chicago from the Saturn LP. Sound Sun Pleasure, Hattie Randolph on vocals, reminiscent of the sort of standard big band arranging that he did for Fletcher Henderson in the late 1940s. Before that, Sun Ra's first ever commercial recording with R&B singer Wynonie Harris, Dig This Boogie from Nashville Jumps, A Shot in the Dark. In addition to Fletcher Henderson, Herman Blount played in Chicago with musicians such as Red Saunders, Coleman Hawkins, and Stuff Smith. He backed more R&B singers and sometimes worked in strip clubs. He also became friends with a circle of men who preached an unusual sort of black nationalism that placed a special emphasis on the importance of outer space. Blount had always been intensely interested in spiritual matters, and that interest deepened during his early years in Chicago, ultimately leading him to reinvent his identity. In October of 1952, he officially changed his name to Lasoni Ra, which eventually became simply Sun Ra, Ra being the ancient Egyptian god of the sun. He also proclaimed that he was not from Earth, but from Saturn, and denied his past existence completely. He also began to form his own group, starting out as a trio and developing into a big band that brought together musicians such as saxophonist John Gilmore, Marshall Allen and Pat Patrick, trumpeter Dave Young, bassist Ronnie Boykins, and trombonist Julian Priester. The music played by this band, generally known now as the Orchestra, has been described as mutant hard bop big band. Its theme was a piece that Ra titled after what he now claimed was his home planet, a planet which also provided the name for the record label that he would start to release his records and the records of other acts on. Here's Sun Ra and the Orchestra doing Saturn on Nightlights. We'll be right back. Sun Ra doing Enlightenment from the 1958 Saturn LP, Jazz in Silhouette. Before that, we heard him doing Saturn from The Singles, recorded in 1956. Sun Ra's orchestra, a band book in the mid and late 1950s, featured mostly his own compositions, plus some heavily reharmonized standards. Its stage presence was much more conventional than what would develop later on, although orchestra members in these years did begin the practice of wearing unusual costumes. The band rehearsed constantly and at legendary length, with Sun Ra lecturing them on personal discipline, black history, music, astronomy, and a wide variety of other topics. He strongly discouraged his musicians getting involved with drink, drugs, or women. One member later related his first rehearsal experience. He said, "When I sat down in the back of the band, I noticed there was someone behind me in the closet. Every once in a while, I'd look back and he'd still be in there. At one point, he asked Sonny if he could get something to eat. Sonny sent him into the kitchen, and once he'd eaten, he told him to get back into jail. After a while, Sonny told him to come out, and he started playing drums. He was a hell of a drummer, and I thought, what kind of a band is this?" The new member later found out that Sun Ra had imprisoned the drummer for drinking. Here's Sun Ra's orchestra in 1956 doing Kingdom of Knot on Nightlights. Thank you. Sunrise Orchestra doing L is a Sound of Joy from Supersonic Jazz. Some took the L reference as one to Chicago's elevated train system. Others as a reference to a poem that Sunra was working on at the time. Before that, from Supersonic Jazz as well, we heard Sunra doing Kingdom of Not. We'll have more music from Sunra's 1950s recordings in just a few moments. Production support for this program comes from the Laughing Planet Cafe and Soma Coffee House and Juice Bar on the corner of Kirkwood and Grant in Bloomington, Indiana. This is David Brent Johnson, and you're listening to Second Magic City, Sunra in Chicago, on Nightlights. Playing music from the Chicago years of Sun Ra, the pianist, composer, and bandleader who spent 15 years in Chicago during the mid-20th century, assembling and honing what would come to be known as the orchestra. Sun Ra rarely got much attention from the Chicago Defender, the city's nationally famous black newspaper, but he and the band did end up taking part in a film that would gain an underground following, The Cry of Jazz, a study of black life in the city. More and more, he also developed the aesthetic and spiritual philosophies that guided the band and that represent a kind of Afrofuturism, what Ra's biographer John Swed calls a discourse of science, space, mysticism, nationhood, and spirituality meeting at a strange intersection where the passivity of New Age, the aggressiveness of science fiction, the coolness of mathematics, the oppositionality of mysticism, and echoes of the mythos of the Nation of Islam all come together. Like his philosophy, Sun Ra's music from the Chicago period draws on all sorts of influences, big band, gospel, modern bop, and even exotica of the time, such as Les Baxter. He was also one of the first jazz musicians to regularly use an electric piano, but he wasn't heard much beyond his own immediate environs. The albums released on his own label, Saturn, were distributed in a haphazard manner, sometimes pressed in batches of only 75, and their sound quality was often subpar. In the late 1950s, he was able to record for a new label, Transition, started by future super producer Tom Wilson, who booked time at the best studio in the city, but only one of the two albums Ra did was released before the label folded. We'll hear some tracks from the Transition sessions now, starting with Brainville on Nightlights. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
Sun Ra doing Planet Earth from the album Sound of Joy, and before that, Street Named Hell and Brainville from Sun Song, both originally recorded for the Transition label. There are almost no documents of the orchestra playing live during Sun Ra's Chicago years, but a recording from his long 1960s stay at the Wonder Inn captures the band not long before they left the Second Magic City. During their time there, they hadn't ventured further than a gig in Indianapolis, but in 1961, Sun Ra accepted an offer to play in Montreal. The band subsequent experience of getting fired and then stranded there would ultimately lead them to New York City, where their sound and stage presentation would assume the legendary contours for which Ra is now best known. But Chicago provided the laboratory for one of the most unusual jazz orchestras to emerge from the ashes of the big band age. Sun Ra himself would live until 1993, traveling the globe with his band and leaving behind a rich legacy of human and musical self-determination. Pat Patrick, one of the most important long-standing members of the orchestra, once said, "Sun Ra was another kind of being. He was educational. He helped you to grow. He was a black self-help organization run on a shoestring. If he could have had the resources, the planet would be a better place. That's all he's done, tried to make life better." Sun Ra live at Chicago's Wonder Inn in 1960 with Space Aura on Nightlights.
Thank you.
We close with the title track from Sun Ra's album Fate in a Pleasant Mood. Before that, Space Aura from Alive at the Wonder Inn, music from Tomorrow's World. Thanks for tuning in to this edition of Nightlights. Special thanks to David Miller. You can listen to this and many other Nightlights programs and view playlists, jazz news, and commentaries on our website at nightlights.indiana.edu. Production support for this program comes from the Laughing Planet Cafe and Soma Coffee House and Juice Bar on the corner of Kirkwood and Grant in Bloomington, Indiana. Nightlights is engineered by Michael Paskash and produced in the studios of WFIU in Bloomington, Indiana. This is David Brent Johnson wishing you good listening for the week ahead.